We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Falls back, throws, intercepted, went right through Jeffrey's hands. It's Lattimore! Right through Alshon Jeffrey's hands. Second pick of the game, and the Saints looking to move on.
Oh, that was crushing. Welcome back to the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas Show, Julie on a What If Wednesday. Hugh, the Alshon drop, 2018 Eagles, divisional round in New Orleans. A little over 2 minutes to go. They snap it before the two-minute warning. Foles throws it right to Alshon. It goes through his hands, interception. And it's over. And Hugh, the Eagles were about to go and take the lead in that football game in New Orleans with less than 2 minutes to go. If they win, they head back to the NFC Championship game for a second straight year. It's one of those what-ifs every time a what-if comes up that people bring up. Like, what if Alshon caught that ball and the Eagles beat the Saints and they're making their second straight run with Nick Foles as the quarterback? Hugh, I'll give you my first thought on this What If Wednesday. If the Eagles win that football game, Nick Foles is the Eagles quarterback in 2019. There's no way I could see the Eagles moving on from a quarterback that won the Super Bowl and then got back to at least a title game. And they may have beat the Rams the next week and got back to another Super Bowl.
Yeah. I mean, when you frame it that way, I can't see it being played out any other way, because you're talking about 2 years in a row when Nick Foles was that dude, man. So, yeah. But, you know, I think we're being a little bit too hard on Alshon Jeffrey. The moment was just too big for him, man.
He dropped the ball. It was too big for him. He won the Super Bowl the year before.
Yeah, but it was just that moment was too big for him.
Well, he's got to catch that football.
I mean, you see how crazy that sounds when I say it like that? It's kind of the same thing with Coach Sirianni.
No, it's not.
It is kind of the same.
How is coaching a team with a bad defense the same as dropping a pass that he's caught a million times?
Because the standard here in Philadelphia is so high that if you put that mediocre team out there, that's your fault, coach. You should have did a better job of coaching.
Yeah, I don't think he had the horses. But as far as Alshon goes, he dropped the ball.
Yeah, that was bad.
It was over then. All right, couple of legs to this. So my first thought is if he catches the ball, they go to the title game. Foles has back-to-back title games on his resume. I think they beat the Rams the next week, and they go to back-to-back Super Bowls. And that means to me Foles is the quarterback the next year, and they're trading Carson Wentz. And could you imagine what they would have gotten for Wentz in 2018 off of – he still hadn't been paid at that point, and he was 1 year removed from an MVP-caliber season. I think they get two, three first-round picks for Carson Wentz at that point.
They get a ton. But
they'll
get a lot for him because, like, especially when you talk about the premium on quarterbacks in this day and age, it'll be a nice little haul, no question about it.
So they have all these extra draft picks to surround Foles with. He stays for 2019, obviously, with a contract at that point because he had gone to Jacksonville. The other element, Kyle, is does Doug Peterson survive 2020? If he's in back-to-back Super Bowls, I don't think a year and a half removed, he's out of here.
Well,
does he write the book, though?
Well, yeah, of course he writes
the book.
They
won the Super Bowl.
I think he survives 2020 if it's Super Bowl championship, back to a Super Bowl, playoffs. There's no way he's gone after one tough year.
Maybe. Here's the thing.
Maybe.
Joe.
Yeah, because the consistency is that he was a little bit defiant and he was uncontrollable.
Well, no. I don't think, here's where I come down on that. I think this whole idea that the Eagles would have been so much better off had they cut bait with Wentz and just, you know, went with Foles after, you know, say he won two Super Bowls. Nobody could ask for anything better than that. Back-to-back Super Bowls.
Yeah.
But that doesn't necessarily mean that Nick Foles would have been a great starting quarterback for the Eagles the next year.
I agree with you on that, but They only won what? How many games with Wentz the next 2 years? Well, like 9 games?
Right, but I'm saying I'm not sure like how much better off they would be. Like as though like everything would have been great in 2020. Like Nick Foles had some serious lows, even as a starter here. I know
we
like to say that he was only great in Midnight Green. Like Nick Foles has sucked at times. Like he just did. And him being the starting quarterback for a full season, I'm not sure how. Like, we'd all adore him for winning the Super Bowl, and it'd be different. Like, it probably wouldn't be as, you know, vitriolic, if that's even a word, at Foles as we would have been at Wentz. But, like, I just think that this whole idea that, like, oh, you know, Foles would still be here, Doug would still be here. Like, I don't necessarily subscribe to that.
Oh, I don't think that. I mean, Foles would be done. Foles done
well,
anyway.
Well, yeah, Foles done. But, like, you know, the idea that Doug's job would be saved. Like, Wentz was terrible in 2020. But, like, Nick Foles was very capable of playing just as badly.
So, but you're right. But they would have gotten a lot for Wentz, which would have set the team up in a different way.
So you're thinking about the compensation for Wentz.
No, I know they would have gotten a lot for Wentz, but, like, you can't just assume that they would have parlayed all that into great pieces.
Right, you don't know. But they could have had the pieces to draft, right? They would have got a lot of draft picks. I think Foles is the quarterback in 2019 if he gets to the Super Bowl.
I agree. I'm just saying I don't necessarily subscribe to the theory that like everything would have been just dandy and everything would have been so much better had
Maybe
Nick Foles
not.
Been the starter.
Maybe not. Yeah, I mean, and Foles might have still had his ups and downs here in 2019.
Yeah.
I'm just saying the next 1.5 years, they won like 13 total games with Wentz.
Hard to not get better than what Wentz gave us the following seasons. But like I just don't – like I think it's that – the way we talk about that's gone a little bit too far to the other side.
So the question is, if they had traded Wentz for high draft picks, what could they have used them on, right? And you look at the 2018 draft, or 2019 draft, 2018, excuse me.
A quarterback?
Quarterbacks were there, yes.
Who would you have got?
Well, in 2018, after they won the Super Bowl, there was the Josh Allen draft. The next year, Kyler Murray was there if they had traded away Wentz then. I mean, there's also Nick Bosa in that draft early on. I mean, there's some big players.
So yeah, that's where we might have been better off. Not rolling with Foles, but with
the stuff you get
Josh
for Wentz.
Allen or sure.
Right. I mean, Brian Burns was in that first round. There's a lot of good players. So it could have changed the whole thing. Do you think they win the Super Bowl if Alshon catches the ball, Kyle?
The Saints are the one seed. I would say yes, because the Eagles had played well against the Rams.
Yep.
That was who they would have played in the NFC Championship
game.
And
then the Pats again.
And that game was to be had for anybody. Eagles versus Patriots again. Like, man, we could have taken them.
If Foles beat Belichick and Brady twice.
Boy, he beat a man. He went.
Yeah. He already is the man.
Yeah. Let me take that back. No disrespect to Nick Foles. I don't want nobody blowing up my timeline. No, he is the man. No question about that.
Man.
But to beat him twice, he's in Eli territory. Now we're talking about Hall of Fame type stuff.
It's not that crazy.
But it would definitely
be a
conversation.
He's just the worst guy you could have named.
No, I'm just saying, but he would be in rarefied air.
Well, he'd have beaten Brady twice.
Yeah, that's
I prefer to put him in Ben Roethlisberger territory. 2 Super Bowls, Ben Roethlisberger.
I'd be banging the table for Foles in the Hall of Fame if you did that.
Well, he already is in the Hall of Fame. Through 7 touchdown passes.
Right. Yeah, some of his stuff is in the Hall of Fame. So what if Wednesday, if Alshon caught it? I always think about if Doug didn't call the play before the 2-minute warning.
Yeah,
they rushed that play.
They did rush that.
And I never understood. I guess they were trying to catch the Saints off guard.
Yeah, but like also, that's not like Alshon should have caught that.
No, I know. But it just felt
like. Too big.
It was. Stop with that. The guy was a Super Bowl champion.
Moment was too big for him.
Have we been too critical of Alshon Jeff?
Moment was too big for him.
I kind of think we have. Alshon helped them win a Super Bowl. And then everyone hated Alshon. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. 215-592-9494.
On a torn rotator cuff.
I know. Big catch. Touchdown catch. Tom's in Abington. Hey, Tom.
Yo, fellas. How we doing today?
Hey, Tom.
I hear you, Douglas.
Hey,
how
you
are
doing,
you
man?
Today?
How you doing? Make me feel so special.
What is that we're talking about? Wait, we got the Eagles going out to the feared heated tundra of Green Bay?
I don't know. Tom, the idea, he wants domes on every stadium. And I'm not against a retractable roof in baseball. Then you don't have to worry about rainouts. But in football, I like the elements, Tom.
Yeah,
I think it makes it fun.
Let's put a dome on Elliott. all right. So I was at the full court frenzy this morning, if you guys want any updates.
Oh, yeah. So I did see, I mean, obviously we had the tiebreaker at the end. Jack Fritz, you know, shot pretty well, but he went up against a guy that was just in his zone today.
Pat Carroll,
yeah.
Fritzy went 90%. He went 9 out of 10, but, you know, Pat went 10 for 10 and knocked him out. And then the camera actually made the finals.
All right.
I'm not surprised, Tom. We went through the bracket yesterday at the end of the show. Joe's good at this. He's good at free throws. He did lose, but he's good at free throws. He's good at pop a shot. I'm not surprised Joe did well today.
Yeah, well, you know who he beat to get into the finals.
It was Brazier, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
That's funny.
That doesn't
that
surprise
seems like
me.
A setup.
After having met Brazier for the first time.
Oh, a setup.
Right.
Yeah, well, did they fix this for Joe to get? Now we have to open up an investigation here.
Right. So when it comes to Kyle Schwarber, Joe, you're right. He's the leadoff guy. I mean, I can't wait until he hits 280 at the beginning of this year just to shut up all these calls. I mean, it's as ridiculous as calling up right now and pandering for Derrick Henry to still be the Eagles quarterback running back.
Our guy, Will.
Yeah.
But Sirianni deserves a ton of blame, Joe. Now, you keep saying that he's an offensive coach, right? And he has, like, nothing to do with the defense, correct?
Yes, yes.
Okay, and while I agree with you that they did not have anywhere near the stable horses they needed on defense, you cannot say that about the offense.
Definitely.
They had more than enough to score on offense. I agree with you.
So that falls on Nick Sirianni, and that to me was the most surprising thing coming down the stretch last year was how the offense started, because the defense, you just kind of knew it.
Yeah, and unfortunately, Tom, he didn't have answers. That was probably the most disappointing part, that we all watched it start to fall. They were sputtering, and he and Brian Johnson, they couldn't get this thing back on track. I mean, that Bucks playoff game was ugly.
I'm starting to think that even Nick doesn't know what happened.
I think you're probably right on that, Tom. That's why Kellen Moore's here.
Nobody's talking about it.
Why he should be getting the heat.
Well, I do think some heat is necessary. I do think we've put a lot on there. All right, Tom, give us a guess here. Hughes Clues, who's the actress?
Okay, so an actress, someone Kyle's never heard of, and is sneaky hot. Is that what I heard?
A little bit. I didn't actually say that, but that's, if you gathered that from what I said, then yes.
Okay, all right. I don't want to misquote you, Hugh.
No, you did not misquote me.
All right, how about Jennifer Tilly?
No,
but I think Tom's on the path here a little bit here. All right, look, you know, Hugh, let's give people a third clue.
Third clue
for Hugh's Clues. We got, I mean, these are great. This is a great prize. Pair of tickets, Phillies, Braves, Saturday at 4:05. What do we got, Hugh?
I'm going to help you all out a little bit because this guess, I think if I give you this guess, then all of my old heads will know exactly who I'm talking about. She starred in one of the most iconic horror movies ever made. Iconic.
I agree with you.
Iconic. Now, and Kyle is still over there looking like he don't know who the hell she is.
Unlike the debate on who's an actor and who's not, this one, you nailed that.
Yeah, I nailed it with this one.
Yeah, that one, that's fact.
That's a fact.
Yeah, we got some facts in there now. Let's talk to Mick, who's up next on WIP. What's up, Mick?
Kyle doesn't know Jamie Lee Curtis.
Mick! Hey, you
come out of the gate. You came right out the gate
out
with it.
Swinging, Mick. Yeah, Kyle didn't know who Jamie Lee Curtis was.
How is that possible?
I don't know.
And yo, Kyle, watch the movie True Lies.
Nah, you should.
Yeah,
she was good in True Lies.
That was the fourth clue, by the way, is True Lies.
She dancing for Arnold Schwarzenegger.
That was kind of hot, dude. No, but the one I was thinking about was she was in Trading Places. Remember she was in Trading Places?
Yeah, yeah.
Never saw it.
Yeah,
creepy. The way you say that, we sound like two creepy old dudes.
You kind of do, yeah. You kind of do.
I'm 63 and I'm from Florida. So. You know,
we sound like a bunch of creepy old dudes right there.
But she's our age. I mean, she's my age.
Yeah, she's older. Yeah, we're the same age, so yeah, she is.
But Kyle acts as if she's 90. She's 65. Like, come on.
Dude, well, you're a 28-year-old. You might as well be 90.
But wait, you know.
Seriously, Kyle?
Yeah. You're talking about she's sneaky hot. Get out of here, dude.
No,
maybe
she was.
50.
Was. No, she's like, was. When she was in Trading Places and she was getting, man, listen, I don't even want to sound as creepy as I just sounded. But yeah, she was nice.
Yeah, and whatever. Whatever. Congrats, Mick.
I just can't believe Kyle, you got to watch some Jamie Lee Curtis movies.
I'll think about it.
It's unbelievable, Mick. It really is. All right, Mick, what are you thinking on Sirianni here?
All right. Well, I got something else, too. How about that Megan Millions winner, huh?
Yeah, we were just talking about that.
So, Mick, here, how about this? So, it was, I think the cash out, if they take it, is like $550 or something million. The ticket was bought in a grocery store like 2 minutes down the road from where my daughter was born. That's the town my daughter was born in where that was sold. It could have been me, Mick, in a different time.
That's crazy. Mm. You know what? Your net worth is going to be right up there with that inveterate gambler, Ohtani.
Yes, I guess you're right about that. I mean, yeah, 500. Sure. Hugh, that payout was a $537 million. If they take the cash out, man,
I can. It'll be a stretch, but I'll figure. I think I can manage with that much money.
Yeah, I wouldn't go to work today. Hey, Nick Sirianni, I'm okay with keeping him. I mean, I trust Lori. He hires. You know, his hires have been good. I'm okay with sticking with Sirianni this year because I think Howie was pushing the buttons on some of those decisions. And Howie's not going anywhere, and I think they want to just give Nick another shot.
Well, they do. I mean, that's for sure they do. And they're going to, and we'll see how he does with it here. Mick, who should it lead off for the Phillies tomorrow? Who you got?
Well, my tickets are going to Turk.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
From Fishtown, and I got Schwarbs leading off.
See, Mick gets it. Schwarbs leading off. Good job, Mick. Mick hits it there with the Jamie Lee Curtis.
Right out the gate.
Again, it's one thing to not know much about Jamie Lee Curtis. It's another thing to not have ever heard the name.
Yeah, that's crazy. She's been like, and she's still acting to this day. She's doing a lot of stuff with acting. So, yeah, she was in Everywhere. All the Time, Everything. Am I saying the movie right? Everything, Everywhere, All the Time, All at Once.
This is one title?
Yeah, because it won an Academy Award last year. It won an Oscar.
Oh, okay. I didn't know about it.
It was, I think I'm saying it wrong. Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. I think that's the name. Everything, Everywhere, All at Once.
Everything, Everywhere,
all
at Once.
Yeah, she was in that.
I mean, you sold me, Hugh. I mean, whether or not you made it up or not, I'm not going to call. I mean, no one knows. Chris in Middletown. What's up, Chris?
What's going on, fellas?
What's going on?
How we doing, buddy?
What's going on with our boy, Kyle? Come on, Kyle.
It's pretty bad, Chris. I mean, it's like this isn't a no-name here. Come on now.
I don't give a shit.
He's being defiant now.
Yeah. Christmas with the Cranks, all right? Go watch that for Christmas. Good Jamie Lee Curtis movie. Yeah. All right. Hugh, I got to talk to you.
What I do now?
You didn't do nothing, Hugh. I want to know. I got your six. Next time your boy, Ikey boy, wants to roll in there with his little puppy, Jack, and shoot at you and your athleticism and be trash-talking you, you remind Ike that you don't see his name and jersey hanging at the Eagles Stadium rafters because he's not an Eagles Hall of Fame.
Wow.
Right? Nah, I'm not going to do him like that, but he did have one. Like, I was not an athlete. I was a football player. Like I played other sports, and most guys that played football, like, they had the opportunity to play other sports. It was just football for me.
Yeah, well listen, if I got to pick a life, if I could be a well-rounded athlete, you know, that made a Pro Bowl or two and had a good career, or a guy that's in the Hall of Fame for a team, I'm taking the Hall of Fame year. So just saying. And Jack, what is he talking about? I mean, the guy pitched like a half an inning at like Bloomsburg, and he thinks he's an athlete. So, all right.
Well, he was trying to get you missed it yesterday. He was trying to give Hugh pitching tips.
No, he did give me pitching tips.
And he said he could still throw 80, but we know that's not true. And that's a lie.
Yeah, well, ask the camera. He couldn't even get the camera out. I mean, my God, you should turn your athlete card in if you can't get the hammer out. So
agreed. That's true.
Anyway, guys, let's move on to the Sirianni thing here. Nick Sirianni is just, I mean, he's a buffoon clown. I mean, he's lost. I mean, I get it. I am very disappointed in Lurie yesterday. Lurie really missed the boat on what Sirianni does. I mean, you need to talk about the importance of reshuffling and how much time it takes to reshuffle the core values, you know? I mean, that takes a lot of time and energy. I mean, come on. What are we talking about here with this guy? I mean, he's a joke. He's like the worst coach ever. Now they got to come out and defend him and, like, try to prop him up. I mean, if the guy didn't have the wins that he did and the team didn't have the success he did, they would have canned him, but they know would have looked bad. So they got to have him hang in there. It's so evident that he's hanging by the thread of, you know, the string here, just ready
clean
to break.
Clean it up. Clean it up.
It's tough, you. It is tough, man. Yeah, listen. The last time I was mad about Sirianni, I made it about 3 seconds on your station because I got clipped soon. So, and I got a lecture from Kyle. He like, isn't, can't have you saying those words about our coach. So I'm trying to clean it up. So let's leave that go before I get zipped for using inappropriate language on the air. Kyle Schwarber should be leadoff. That's the reason why he's a leadoff. The only people that disagree with that are totally stupid people like Howard Eskin. I mean, listen, here's the other side of it that I don't know if you guys mentioned earlier in the show or somebody has, but he helps the bottom of that lineup because that's why Rojas hit 300. That's why some of those guys have big success because it's not like a typical leadoff, hey, top of the lineup. They are terrified that there's a 40-plus home run guy coming up, so those young guys at the bottom of the lineup that hit 8-9, they get a lot better pitches because the teams don't want to pitch to Schwarber.
Well, that's an interesting point, Chris. Yeah, I mean, it certainly should, it can, and I think will continue to help Rojas. And Chris, good phone call. I mean, that's true. I mean, if you're pitching to Rojas, you're like, all right, well, am I going to throw him a lot of junk? Am I just going to challenge? I'm going to give him fastballs because I don't want to walk this guy. First of all, he can't hit much anyway. But two, I'm not going to put him on base in front of Schwarber. I think that's part of it. I'm trying to keep a tally here of all the nice things said about Nick Sirianni on the show today. Clown, buffoon.
He put himself in that situation, though. I mean, and you can't deny that, Joe. I mean, some
of the
things.
But I think it's a little strong.
It is. I give you that.
A little strong.
But you put yourself in that situation by some of your actions. Like, again, I like Coach Sirianni. I think he's a smart coach. But when you sit up there and you're asked specific questions and you give the answers that you do, you open yourself up for all of the ridicule and criticism that's levied on you.
So I think you're right on that. But I know this might be hard to kind of put your mind in this space. Let me just ask this question. If the Eagles had a different season but the same result, would people feel the same way about Nick Sirianni? And what I mean by that is they went 11-6 and lost in the first round. Or is it the way it happened?
It's the collapse.
But it's all the same.
Well, it's like this. This is for me, Coach Sirianni's timeline. He came in, and he wasn't the most eloquent speaking coach, which is fine. You know, I for one, have no problem with that. I don't. The results speak for themselves.
Yeah.
The problem is this, Joe, that this is a results-driven league. And so now when you're not winning and you're still saying that bonehead stuff that you're saying, it to some people, that relates to not taking what you're doing serious.
I get that. And
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so that's where the problem lies, is because there's clearly a problem on this team, which we still have not parceled out what it was. And you are the architect, from your own words, of the culture of this team. You didn't even know what was going on.
You're right. And that the collapse is bad. I just look at it like this. If you had told me before the season, with the schedule they have, and you tell me, hey, Joe, the defense is really going to struggle. I mean, they're really not. They're going to have pieces are signing off the street like Bradley Roby and Shaq Leonard. They're going to go 11-6 and lose in the first round. I mean, am I going to say that's egregious? Or am I going to say that sounds about right? That's what they were.
But your job as a coach, like, I think you're missing a big piece. They looked inept.
They did.
They looked inept.
But why didn't we give them credit for overachieving with the same guys to start the season? They were not a 15-2 kind of team, he had them at 10-1.
He had a great run when they went to the Super Bowl. I'm not diminishing any of that. But at the same time, I think a good coach is able to see the flaws in his team. And it was like, to me, as a former player, do you know what it felt like to me? It's like you saw the signs of this thing going off the rails, and you did nothing to change it.
Well, not enough, obviously, because it couldn't stop down the stretch. 215-592-9494. We had all your phone calls. Who should lead off when the Phillies put out their opening lineup tomorrow? And have we been too critical of Nick Sirianni? Plus, you know what time it's for. A daily mock at 1 o'clock. We'll hit it next right here on the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.